afternoon to you, and thanks for being here for Riverbend Live Reconnect. This segment, we're talking to Ranger Doug from Riders in the Sky. Thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have performed at Riverbend Live and at Music on the Half Shell in the area numerous times over a long number of years. Get people up to date if they're not as familiar. Tell us about the history of your group, how long you've been around, things like that.
Well, let's see. It's 2020, so we will, in November, celebrate 43 years together as a band. We started out here in Nashville and luckily caught on with a mixture of classic Western music, original Western music, and harmony. We joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1982 and had a TV series, had a public radio series called Riders Radio Theater, and then we had TV series at CBS called Riders in the Sky, and most people will remember us from having sung the song Woody's Roundup in the movie Toy Story 2, led to a couple of Grammy-winning albums, and up until March of this year, we were still going strong, 150 dates a year, something like that, and that just dropped off a cliff.
Well, it's interesting because based on my age or the age of my kids, maybe more importantly, Woody's Roundup was a big hit in our house back when it was out. I probably got to a point where I maybe heard it too much.
I never heard it too much. It was a great, great lick for us.
Yeah, that was really a real popular one. Well, to be together in any genre of entertainment for 43 years, how have you managed to pull that off?
People ask that, and I always give the same answer, separate hotel rooms. Just stay apart from each other when you're not on stage.
Is there more to it than that?
Seriously, we have a great commitment to the music. We've always had sort of a double goal when we started this thing of just having a good time and entertaining people on the one hand, and preserving the music of the West that was so popular back in the 30s and 40s. Into the 50s some. It's a great slice of American music and culture that shouldn't be forgotten. That was part of our mission, too.
So do all of you live in the same area still?
Yes and no. The original three of us all live in the outskirts of Nashville. I live in the south part, Slim's in the northwest, and Woody's out to the east. But Joey moved back to Ohio, and he... When we had dates, he just would fly in to join us. He's a new kid, you know. He's only been with us 32 years.
Yeah, that's the new kid on the block. So for mm-hmm. you around Nashville, I'm curious what the restrictions are like for folks who live in Nashville. What are some of the things that you guys are dealing with just as regular residents?
Well, I think our worlds have gotten a great deal smaller. I go to the YMCA every day, and I come home, and I go to public supermarket, and now and again I go to Home Depot, and that's just about my life. There's not much to do here.
What are some of the sort of the COVID-19 situation? What are you seeing there in that area?
It is on the uptick. It's not disastrous like Florida and Texas, but it is trending upward still. And we keep putting off when we can have live music and how many people can be in a bar. And, you know, a lot of the young kids feel invulnerable and love to go and get out and drink and yell at each other and conceivably infect each other. So they're keeping a kind of a clamp on the live music aspect. You can eat in some restaurants at half capacity and plenty of outdoor seating this time of year, of course.
So what happened when things all hit in March? Were you guys out on the road then? Were you getting ready? Where were things at?
We were. We did three dates in the early part of March, and they shut down the venue the next night on all three of them. So that was the end of our touring. I think it was the 12th of March, and we haven't had a single date since.
That has got to be, with the pace that you normally go at, incredibly weird.
Well, it is incredibly weird. I miss the guys as people, And I missed the audience because, you know, performers love to perform. And I really missed making music with people. It's just, I can sit here and play my guitar all day, but I know how good I am. I'm not impressing myself. I've been trying to write some songs and, you know, stay creative, but it's just been very, very weird, emotionally weird, physically weird.
As songwriters, do you think you're going to come out of this with some songs even that are going to be in the Old West theme that may relate to what we're all going through this year?
It's possible. I've got together with a couple of younger songwriters, and we wrote the Quarantine Cowgirl. You can find that on YouTube, I think. But it's possible. You know, at this point in our career, we obviously aren't going to be big record sellers, but it's just a creative thing. You know, you just have to keep doing it because that's the way God made me, you know.
So have you been spending any time working on new projects or looking ahead as to what you want to put out next? Or is really that part of the industry kind of all on hold?
That's very much on hold. I have come up with a bunch of new radio shows. You know, we have a show on Sirius XM called Classic Cowboy. So I've been working on that, getting the next flight of those pre-recorded. And I'm working on a couple of books about music, one about Stromberg guitars and the other about Carson J. Robinson. It's a fantastic early performer. No one's ever heard of anymore.
And as you go through, are the other guys in the group, are they kind of doing similar things?
I think so. Too Slim is much better at getting on the social media and posting poems and funny stuff on Facebook and Instagram. Joey's had a bunch of, I don't want to make it sound like his health is bad, because it's not, but he just had put off a lot of elective surgeries that he needed. So he's just sort of been healing. Back surgery, dental surgery, wrist surgery, shoulder. He had a torn rotator cuff, so he's been mostly just convalescing. And Woody, you know, Woody's always gone his own way. If you know anything about Woody, he's got his little, he loves to tinker and fix up old lawnmowers and such, you know, so he's just doing that and apparently loving it. I talked to him the other day.
How often do you guys connect on Zoom video calls or have you talked in person at all?
We've only had one meeting as a band. We celebrated Slim's birthday in June at a restaurant in the open with masks, you know. But that's the only time we've really been together. But we, because a lot of stuff is going on still, we have been texting mostly.
This time of year, you'd be doing a lot of outdoor venues like River Bend Live. Do you miss that?
I miss it so much. I miss Oregon a lot. That's one of my favorite states to go to, maybe my favorite. But, yeah, I miss that. You know, you just miss the friends you see every other year or whenever you play. And you miss just there's just a feeling play in front of people, you know, to have an audience, to see them laugh, make them laugh, and make them get sentimental when you sing a slow song and come back and do something really goofy. And, you know, I'd miss that energy so, excuse me, I miss that energy so much.
It's been interesting to see what different performers and different genres especially have done. You've got Garth Brooks doing some of these drive-in concerts at places and other people trying virtual concerts. It's for folks that are real creative, it's been an interesting year to just see what they never maybe would have tried before to still be able to connect with folks.
That's true. But there's a certain element, like we thought we might play at a little restaurant for nothing, just to be able to play together, you know. But even we got a leery of that because, you know, you're singing in each other's faces, and it's just, it's maybe just not the time for that, but I sure miss it.
So for people that want to stay connected with Writers in the Sky, talk about how they can still purchase releases, follow you on social media, things like that.
Yeah, we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook, And we have a website that all the merchandise is available at ridersinthesky.com. And the story, you know, the whole history of the band is there, and what we've been doing, what we're up to. It's just, that's what we do. Also, I guess there's a Classic Cowboy Corral Facebook page, too, to see what that radio show is like. And, you know, we're out there. You can find us. Just have to look a little.
Ranger Doug from Riders in the Sky on Riverbend Live Reconnect. Out of time for now, but Ranger Doug, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, I so appreciate the call. It's great to hear from Oregonians, and I sure wish I was back there this summer. I wish you all well and stay healthy.